Hey guys, welcome to the Blissful Programmer Podcast. I'm your host Saurav, and I hope you all are doing awesome, you're feeling great, and you're staying healthy. This podcast is all about programming in general and becoming blissful while being one. A Blissful Programmer was able to help you in any way. You can show your appreciation by following, supporting, subscribing, sharing, and donating. If you are already a supporter, I'm immensely grateful for your support. You guys help me inspire others. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about a topic which we all know the importance of, but we forget or we feel too lazy to follow on. And that is always be learning. So as a software engineer, your whole day is pretty hectic. Your task, you have a lot of backlogs, you have tasks. Even if you are able to finish a ticket and you're feeling, you know, the triumph of like of a winner, it's just a matter of like an hour or so when you have to start with another task all from the beginning, and then you're like, okay, now there is another challenge to accomplish. By the end of the day, you are pretty taxed and you are like, okay, you know what, I don't really want to spend more time on any other thing, anything which involves eyes, etc. I just want to chill, I just want to relax with my family, I just want to go for a walk, you know, anything which doesn't involve eyes. But I mean, I do it too, but it's very important to find a balance in between the two things. If you're a programmer, a lot of time what happens, and that has been happening to me as well, you have been working in a team, you are working on a particular set of problem day in, day out, and at the end of it you are kind of specializing in a particular skill set. But being a programmer means being problem solver, and it's very important if you want to grow in your career and become, you know, like a chief or software solution architect, or you know, lead solution architect, etc., that you expand the breadth of knowledge you have. For that you have to read, all right? There's no other way. You have to read, you have to try, you have to experience. But you'll say, hey man, I don't have time, where do I get time from? You know, where in my whole schedule should I take the time for this? Well, I'll tell you, the only way to grow as a human is to acquire knowledge. And if you want to acquire knowledge and if you want to grow, you have to find even a little bit of time. So the best approach which works for me, which I want to share with you guys, is don't try to fix like an hour or so to read something. I've tried it when I was like, you know what, I'm gonna start my day with half hour reading something, and then I'm gonna start, you know, my, you know, like work or whatever. But it never works. Sometimes you don't have time, sometimes you are too busy, sometimes half hour looks like, you know, you're trying to read but 10 people are emailing, slacking, messaging you, and you are just, you know, have to stop, you know. So in that case, I would suggest that what you should do actually is to set an amount of task you can accomplish. So don't set 1 hour, set like 5 pages, set 10 pages, set half a chapter, set 1 chapter if a book is pretty small. That is gonna help you maybe more. Let's say you have only 5 minutes, not 5 minutes, but let's say you set time for 20 minutes, but you have only 10 minutes. So you can read faster and you can, you know, skim through maybe five pages or 10 pages or 15 pages. And then you are done and you go to work. But reading will give you a lot of perspective into different ways of thinking. Like today, I took the time, I wanted to read one chapter, but well, I was not able to read one chapter, so I read at least half a chapter of the book which I'm reading. By the way, that book is Philosophy of Software Design, and I don't agree with the author on a lot of things. He's more into deep modules. I'm more into, you know, like the reasoning behind deep modules, which was mainly encapsulating everything in one, a lot of things in one class. I feel like from my perspective, with in contrast to single responsibility principle and, you know, like keep it simple, dry, etc. It makes more sense to, you know, break your code into smaller chunks and make it very simple to understand so people won't feel overwhelmed. And, you know, one function should do one thing and so on. Anyway, I don't agree with everything, but it is good to know, like, why he thinks that way and how come his experience, or maybe he thinks that way because of the way, because of the projects he has worked with, because of the software problems he has solved. And maybe for those kind of software problems, it makes more sense to follow his philosophies, you know. And for maybe different kind of software problem group, you need to solve it differently. But again, reading that gave me more insight into, you know, different philosophy which I didn't know. And maintaining this momentum is very important as well. So if I'm reading it today, I have to add it in my, you know, my diary, my to-do list, that hey, at least read, you know, like five why I'm saying five lines again and again, five pages, all right, or at least read 10 pages. I will set a target to read 10 pages or finish the chapter, whichever is the minimum. But yeah, that's what I really wanted to say. So few of the things which I will request you, or I will suggest you, would be you should subscribe to a few of the newsletter which are out there. For example, JavaScript Weekly, Postgres Weekly, Ruby Weekly, Python Weekly, Go, Rust Weekly, whatever. You can search for it, and they send you very nice curated blogs of topics related to that particular technology. And whenever you have time, just don't be like, okay, I have to read one blog every day. If you're not able to do it, it's fine. Just read like two paragraphs, all right? I should read like two paragraphs every day, all right? Or if you can read a blog, awesome. But don't, I would suggest, like, if you keep setting 1 hour away every day and you keep, you know, for one reason or another, you keep not utilizing the whole hour, maybe you're not in the mood, maybe you're too busy, then you would just stop doing it, you know, because it's, the feedback is always negative, and the feedback, this whole cyclic feedback is gonna associate you setting that time with a negative emotion, which you don't want. So the best strategy is break it down into tasks, and then accomplish that task, set like, you know, whenever, it's not like morning, evening, whatever, but whenever you get time, finish that five pages. Whenever you get the time, finish that five paragraph blog. Whenever you get time, finish that half of 30 minute video, let's say, you know. So yeah, that's pretty much what I had to say in this podcast. I hope you are able to be more consistent with your learning experiences, and I hope this helps you in the future with respect to gaining more breadth of knowledge in software domain. So thanks for so much for listening. I will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you.